After the 5 o'clock mass last night, I was greeting the people, the assembly, the community who came to gather to celebrate Easter mass. And while I was greeting the people, one of them came to me and said, "Thanks be to God, Father, you are a human being." And I said, "I'm a human being?" So again I asked, I said, "What do you mean by that?" "Oh, just thanks be to God, you are a human being." I realized what she was talking about. Because in my homily yesterday, I told them that when I was growing up, I was a rascal. I told them that I was not a good boy when I was growing up. And I played a lot. And so one day, or every single time I played, I got scratches. And also, there were times when I had bumps. So every single time that I had those scratches, I would say, "Mommy, Mommy, please go, Mommy." And my mom's like, "What's happening here?" You love to play, so of course you get some scratches, you get some bumps. I said, "But Mommy, help me, Mommy." So mom would come. And then I'd show my mom my boo-boo, and my mom would look at it. Guess what my mom would do? And I'm sure you have done this to your children or to your grandchildren. She would blow at it. She would blow at it, and for some reason, that blowing gave me much comfort. For some reason, it was a very soothing experience that the effects of what my mother did was not only comforting, but for some reason there was a healing that took place. And for some reason I felt the very presence of my mother. I mention this, my brothers and sisters, because as we continue with the season of Easter, we hear about Easter stories, especially that of our gospel reading today. 3 days earlier, you and I know, 3 days before this gospel story happened, we know that the disciples were gathered in that same room, in the upper room, where the disciples celebrated the Passover meal. And after celebrating the Passover meal, Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Then after washing his disciples' feet, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Then while and after Jesus' prayer, he was arrested. Then he was brought to Caiaphas, to Pilate. Where did the disciples go? They all fled. They all abandoned Jesus except for one. John, the beloved disciple. And if I may add, the women disciples of Jesus were also there with Jesus. In addition to them leaving Jesus, abandoning Jesus, one of them betrayed Jesus. We know as Judas. One of them denied Jesus, whom we know as Peter. Then Jesus then was scourged. He was crowned with thorns. He carried his cross all the way to the mountain of Calvary. Then he was crucified, he died, and was placed in the tomb. Oh, we did not stop there. On that first day of the week, John tells us that the women, faithful women, disciples of Jesus, went to the tomb only to find that the tomb was empty. Then Mary of Magdala stood there weeping, and it was at that moment when the risen Lord appeared to her and told her, go and tell my disciples, I'm risen from the dead. Oh, wait a minute. So when Mary of Magdala went to the disciples and told them, Jesus, I have seen the Lord. Jesus is risen. He's not there. He told me, Jesus, he is risen. The disciples were probably saying, what were you smoking? Really? Jesus is risen from the dead? And so from that moment when they heard that Jesus is risen from the dead, they were fearful. Why? Not only because of the Jews, because they did not know how to face Jesus. They left him. They abandoned him. They were distraught. So they were saying to themselves, what if Jesus stands right in front of us? What are we going to say? Sorry? So they locked the windows. They locked the doors. Yes, for fear of the Jews. But also, there was something fearful that was happening deep within them. But despite the locked doors, Jesus stood in their midst. And what did Jesus say? Peace be with you. Not only once, twice. As if they did not hear, Jesus said, peace be with you. He said it again, peace be with you. After saying peace be with you, what did Jesus do? Like mom, like you, when your son or your grandchildren are hurt, Jesus then started to breathe on them. He breathed the spirit on each one of them. That soothing, calming breath of the Spirit was blown upon the disciples. And so it soothed their hearts. It soothed their minds that were troubled and confused. And they started to understand. And Jesus have given them the very first gift. The gift of God's peace. The gift of God's forgiveness. Because Jesus knew that he had to restore his disciples to a right relationship first, so that they, the disciples, could go forth and share that peace and forgiveness that Jesus gave them. In our world today, my brothers and sisters, don't we all need the gift of the Spirit, that soothing breath of the Spirit that gives us peace? The peace that soothes wounds, the peace that reconciles, the peace of God that heals, the peace of God that unites, the peace of God that brings unity and reconciliation to this divided world. The peace that heals bodies and spirits, mends broken relationships. The peace that allows us to see, to go beyond what cripples us. The peace that Jesus offers all of us that says that all of us are made in the image and likeness of God, and all of us are loved by God. Easter reminds all of us that we are witnesses of the resurrection. We are witnesses of the resurrection. Yes, the disciples were fearful and they locked themselves in that upper room. But Jesus told them after breathing the Spirit, he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And Jesus stands in our midst today. The risen Lord says to all of us, fear not. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. He sends us to do what? To continue to breathe the Spirit of God. To continue to wash each other's feet. To continue to bind and heal wounds. To continue to work to unite one another. To continue to strengthen each other. Yes, to challenge one another. And to continue to allow people to experience that the risen Christ is in each one of us. So as we go forth from this sacred liturgy, my friends, may we always keep in mind that all of us are invited to go forth to breathe the Spirit of peace, the Spirit of compassion, the Spirit of divine mercy.